Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakam Svikamscha Hey Krishna Karna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Brindavaneshri Vrishubhanu Sudadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakapa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyevacha Patidana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pranitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 2, Chapter 7, Scheduled Incarnations, Text Number 36. Kalena Milita Diyam Avamrishya Vrinam Stokayusham Sva Nigamo Vata Dura Hara Avirhita Tu Anuyugam Sati Satyavatyam Vedadrumam Vita Pasha Vibhajishyati Sma Kalena Milata Dhyam Avarishanrinam
Kalena Milata Dhyam Avarishanrinam
Stokayusham Svanigamo Vatadurapara
Stokayusham Svanigamo Vatadurapara
Avirhitas Tvanayugam Sahi Satyavatyam
Avirhitas Tvanayugam Sahi Satyavatyam
Veda Dhrumam Vida Pasho Vibhayashati Vibhajishati Sma
Veda Dhrumam Vida Pasho Vibhajishati Sma
Kalena Milata Diyam Avarisha Nrinam
Kalena Milata Diyam Avarisha Nrinam
Stokayusham Svanigamo Vatadura Para
Stokayusham Svanigamo Vatadura Para
Avirhitas Tvanuyugam Sahid Satyavatyam
Avirhitas Tvanuyugam Sahid Satyavatyam
Sveda Dhrumam Vita Pasho Vibhajishati Sma
Sveda Dhrumam Vita Pasho Vibhajishati Sma
Kalena Milata Diyam Avamrisha Nrimyam
Kalena Milata Diyam Avamrisha Nrimyam
Sokayusham Svanigamo Vatadura Para
Sokayusham Svanigamo Vatadura Para
Avirhitas Tvanuyugam Sahi Satyavatyam
Avirhitas Tvanuyugam Sahi Satyavatyam
Veda Drumam Vita Pasho Vibhajishati Sma
Veda Drumam Vita Pasho Vibhajishati Sma
Kalena Milita Diyam Avamrishyaminam
Kalena Milita Diyam Avamrishyaminam
Stokayusham Svanigamo Vatadura Para
Stokayusham Svanigamo Vatadura Para
Avirhitas Tvanuyugam Sahi Satyavatyam
Avirhitas Tvanuyugam Sahi Satyavatyam
Veda Drumam Vita Paso Vibhajishyati Sma
Veda Drumam Vita Paso Vibhajishyati Sma
ಪ್ರಾಣಾಯಾಮ ಚಿತ್ತಾಧಿಯಾಮ ಅಮೃಶ್ಯಮೇನ ಲೋಕಾಯುಷಂ ಸಂಗಮೋವತ ದೂರಪಾರ
Kapataroa. So what's the desire tree? What's it? No, in this particular verse, what is the desire tree that's being referred to? Vigam. Yes, so it is Nigavan Kavatara Galita. Yes. Nigama means the Vedas. And Galitam means fully matured. So here is saying Veda Druma. Galitam Yugam. Swa Nigama. Swa Yugama. What does that mean? What is Swami? His or your own? Swami, one's own. And Nigama, what does that mean? Yes. Kali Yuga, our memory is fading. The symptoms of Kali Yuga. So Swami Nigama. Yeah, his Vedas, or some of their Vedas, my Vedas. So, here are the translations. The Vedic literature compiled by him. His Vedas. So repeat that. Swa Nigama. The Vedic literature is compiled by him. So who's him? Yesterday. So what is, who is this verse referring to? Very good. Vata. Did you ever hear that before? Vata. It's almost like butter, but it's Vata. It's a German way of saying butter. Vata. Aho Vata Svapato To Garyan Yes Jiva Grey Vartite Namatu Vyam. So what is Aho? What is Aho? Vata. Yeah, actually, it's a less. But here it says exactly. It's more or less like an exclamation. Durapara. What does dura mean? Difficult, yes. So para. What does that mean? That's probably para. Para. It's probably the same. It's a little different. This is para. It means great. Greatly difficult. Greatly difficult. Avirhita. Having appeared as. To. What does to mean? But, yes. Anu. Yugam. What does yugam mean? What's that? Age. Yes. Anu yugam means in terms of the age. Sa. What does that mean? He, yes. The Lord.
Lord.
He. Certainly. Satyavatyam.
Satyavatyam.
Who's Satyavati? So what is it? Satyavatyam. What's that? No, it's sat. This is, no. Satyavatyam. What's that? No, in the womb of Satyavati. Satya is truth, of course, but this is referring to Satyavati. Veda Drumam. What is Veda Drumam mean? What's that? Desire tree of the Vedas. Shriya Kanta Kanta Parama Kapa. Drumada. Kapa Drumada. Kapa is the tree, and Drumada means the desire tree. Vita Pasha. By divisions of branches. Vibhaji Shati. Will divide. Sma. As it were. So we have Bhagavad Gita as it is, and we have the Vedas as it were. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Lord Himself, in His incarnation as the Son of Satyavati, Vyasadeva, will consider His compilation of the Vedic literature to be very difficult for the less intelligent persons with short life thus he will divide the tree of the Vedic knowledge into different branches, according to the circumstances of the particular age. So we'll just go over some of the words here. So the Lord himself, Buddha is a word for himself. Swa, in his incarnation as the son of Satyavati, will consider his compilation of Vedic literatures to be very difficult for the less intelligent persons with short life. So what's the word here for short life? What's the word for life? What's the word for the medicine about life? Ayurveda. So what's the word for life? So Ayurveda means the Veda about life. And here, what is the word? Where is it? Ayur? What's that?
Yes, Ayusha.
So short life? Stoka Ayusha means short life. And what is the word for very difficult? Let's see. Dura para, for the less intelligent persons. Milita, yes. Milita, dia. Dia means intelligent. And he will divide. Divide, what's the word for divide here? Vibhajishati. Will divide, that's the future. And he will divide the tree of Vedic knowledge. What is the tree of Vedic knowledge? Yes, Vedadruma. Into different branches. So what's the word for different branches here? Vita Pasha. According to the circumstances of a particular age. So if we go over this a little bit more, then actually get an appreciation for the verse. Just like Kalena means in course of time. So the different ages. So Kalena Milata Diyam Amarisha, considering the difficulties. Narina for the people. Stoka Ayusham Swani Gumo Batadura Para. So people are short lived and they're Milita Diya, they're less intelligent, and Bata exactly Dura Para, they are greatly difficult. So this age is very difficult because, considering the difficulties, because people are, what are the major problems? They're milatadiya, they're short-lived, or they're less intelligent. Stoka ayusham, they have short-lived. I guess those are the two main things. They have less intelligence and they don't live very long. Not very good qualifications. And then avirhitas, having appeared, that is Vyasadeva, Anuyuga, in terms of the age. So Vyasadeva comes just according to the age. Sahi Satyavatitam, in the womb of Satyavati, Veda Drumam, the desire tree of Vedic knowledge, Vitapasha, the branches, Vibhajishati Sma. Therefore he divides the Vedas in a way that's easier to understand. So Srila Vyasadeva came, he divided the Vedas in a way that's easy to understand, because people don't have very much time to read the Vedas in this age. They're very short-lived, and they generally can't understand them. So he divided them up in a way that you can read and get benefit from the vast amount of Vedic literature, and at the same time be able to understand it. So then if we go over this, then the verse actually makes some sense. Then, all right. Otherwise, we don't go over like this. What generally happens is that it's just a mechanical process. Every day we read the verse, we read the translation, we read the word for word, and the next day we forget. But actually we should read it over so it actually means something to us. And then the purport will probably have more sense also. This Prabhupada and the Acharyas, they're explaining what the verse is. That's what the purport is. It's an expansion or fluffing out of the purport of the verse, then we'll be able to pick out what words are being explained. So here, wherein Brahma mentions the future compilation of Srimad Bhagavatam for the short-lived persons of the Kali Age. As explained in the first canto, the less intelligent persons of the age of Kali would be only short-lived. Not only short-lived, but also perplexed with so many problems of life due to the awkward situation of the godless human society. So who knows a verse in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that explains that people are short-lived? Yes. It's good. Pretty close. The first line is a little
bit.
Prayena yapusha jana kala rasmiye. No, I got it wrong too. Prayena yapusha. It's not jana because jana is in the second line. Prayena, almost always. Alpa, meager, ayusha. They have meager life duration. Oh, saptya. Kalena ya pusha saptya kala jasmin yajana. Pra, P-R, prayena. It's 110, 68. Prayena yapusha sabya. Sabya means people. He's addressing people in this assembly. Kala basmin. Basmin means herein, yugejana, the public. So he's addressing the members of the assembly and saying prayena. Prayena means almost always. Alpa. They have meager, ayusha, meager lives. So practically always people have meager lives, short duration of life in this age, Kali, Kala Vasmin, Yuge, in this age, Jana, Manda. So Manda means people are slow. Slow at self-realization, although people are running around everywhere, but they're not really going anywhere. Anything important. Mostly people are just racing the cars this way, racing the cars this way. Prabhupada said why don't they just call each other on the telephone and settle their business up and they don't have to race back and forth all the time. So, people are short-lived and mostly due to their lack of God consciousness. Advance in the material comforts of the body is activity in the mode of ignorance according to the laws of material nature. Real advancement of knowledge means progress of knowledge and self-realization. But in the age of Kali, the less intelligent men mistakenly consider the short lifetime of 100 years, now factually reduced to about 40 or 60 years, to be all in all. They are less intelligent because they have no information of the eternity of life. They identify with a temporary material body existing for 40 years and consider it the only basic principle of life. Such persons are described as equal to asses and bulls. But the Lord is the compassionate father of all living beings, imparts unto them the vast Vedic knowledge in short treatises like the Bhagavad Gita and for the graduates the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Puranas and the Mahabharata are also similarly made by Vyasadeva for the different types of men in the modes of material nature, but none of them are independent of the Vedic principles. So the Vedas are meant for everyone, and as explained here, that there are many problems in the age. But the main problem is that people don't know who they are. They don't know that they're actually spiritual souls. And that the aim of life is self-realization. So although people are very proud of their advancement of knowledge, and what is the advancement of knowledge? Advancement of knowledge in Kali Yuga, for the less intelligent people, means advancement of technology. They have computers, they have printers, they have the internet, but the knowledge is generally conveyed over on the computers, on the internet, on the television, the radio. It's simply knowledge of how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex, and how to defend. With a big emphasis on sex and defending. That as soon as one's eating problem is solved, then immediately the sleeping problem comes. Because as soon as we eat, then immediately all our energy goes to digest the food. And if it successfully digests the food, then we get some energy. And the energy, if it's not engaged in Krishna service, naturally will be engaged in sex life. And then after sex life, after lust comes anger, and so we'll naturally want to defend, we'll be fearful. And after defending, mating, defending, then naturally we'll working so hard, then we want to eat. And as the cycle goes on, then people are absorbed in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. And sometimes, those who are a little bit more sophisticated, they make art and poetry and write books about eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. And they're considered to be quite sophisticated. So this is called Manda. When it comes time to self-realization, people think they'll waste their time if they hear about self-realization because they have no conception of anything beyond this body. Therefore, the first business of a preacher, generally speaking, is to try to convince people that you're not your body or they're not their body. Because if we don't understand we're not this body, then self-realization makes no sense. Because people are trying to be self-realized, they go to the psychiatrist to find out what lurks in their heart. And generally, they trace it all back to their mother. Or their father or something. But actually, even they solve the father and mother problem, then they've had so many fathers and mothers. When Chitraketu was bewildered because his son, Harsha Marsha, had died being poisoned by the queens. Then when the child was revived by Angira Muni and Narada Muni, he said, they all said, "Oh, baby, you're back." He said, "Back where?" He said, "You know, it's your father and mother." "Which one? I've had so many fathers and mothers." "Which one are you talking about?" So now we have so much attachment. We're attached to our children, or we're attached to our parents. But soon it'll all be forgotten as we get another set of children, another set of parents. So this is certainly illusion, but the whole world is based on that illusion. Therefore, as we've heard before, when Krishna was summarizing knowledge, he said, the one about, what's that? Yes yasti budi, kunapetri daduka to come. Svadikala tradi shupam ijadi, etirti bude sale nakarichish, ganesh vavageshu sa eva gokara. Yes yasti budi, kunapetri daduke. The people who are, yasti budi. The intelligence of a person who identifies himself with the tree dhatuke. Dhatu means what supports the body. Dhatu means to maintain or support something. So what maintains the body is usually the three, vata, pitta, and kapha, are the basis. And by their interactions, they create the dhatus in the body. Known as rasa, and then rakta, meda, mangsa, meda, asti, maj, and shukra arta. So this is the dhatus in the body. what we identify ourselves as ourselves. Namely, ras means the food after it's digested, the essence of the food. Food is generally divided into three different parts. Part of the food is assimilated as the mind. You wonder where your mind comes from. Part of it is manufactured from the food that we eat. You don't see it, but people actually put their mentality into the food. So part of the mentality, you actually eat it and digest it, and it becomes part of your mind. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that if you eat food cooked by wicked people, then you become wicked. So we should eat food cooked by devotees offered to Krishna. Then we become Krishna conscious. And then part of the food becomes the gross body that we have, and part of it is the liquid part. If it's assimilated, if it's digested, it comes out as ras. Then if it's further digested and assimilated to the body by metabolism, different types of metabolism, then it comes out as blood. And then after the blood, which people are very much attached to, if you're successful with your blood, then it becomes mamsa. It becomes flesh. And then if you're further assimilated, it becomes fat. Actually, mamsa means fat, natus. So people are attached to these things. We're not these things. But just like if you lose your blood, you become very disturbed. And if you get fatty, if you're fat, if you have a lot of fat on you, you feel very warm and comfortable. So all these things are, we identify with them. But actually no one really thinks, I am the blood. Because sometimes people do. But it's not a very, you know, if you see some blood on the floor, you don't think, hey, how you doing? Where did you come in from? No, you know, it's not a person. Similarly, muscles and bones. If you see someone's bones hanging up in a doctor's office, you don't think, oh, you know, maybe you better eat a little bit more. You seem a little skinny. You know, they're just someone's bones. The person's not there, but the bones are there. But somehow or another, we're identified with these things. The blood, the bones, and everything else in the body. So this is called tridaduke, less intelligent. Yasyasti buddhi kunape yasyatma, the soul that identified. Yasyatma buddhi kunape tridaduke swadhi. Swadhi means in the water. Swadhi kala dradi shubhomi. Those who are related to one as in bodily relationship, like the kalatra. Kalatra means the wife. So the wife and other relatives who are come from this body or related to this body, we take as our kinsmen. Swadhi kalatradishu bhama ijadi. And those who are worshipping ijadi, the bhama, the land. So people are very much attached to their land. Maybe a miserable land, but still they take great pleasure in their land. It's like here we live in Belgium. The real asset Belgium has is rain. Cold rain. Plenty of cold rain. And from that they get grass. Of course these things are quite beneficial, but everyone I'm sure you ask in Belgium, you know, what do you think of Belgium? I'm from Belgium and I'm proud of it. Everyone's proud of their country. Everyone finds that there's something special about their country. If they're out of their country and they meet someone from their country, they feel warm, all warm inside. Oh, you're from my country. And not only their country, but their city that they've taken birth in. That's even more special. And that plot of land, that hospital where you made your appearance, where the incarnation has arrived. That's even, you know, that's sacred land. You may criticize my face, but don't criticize my place of birth. People will die for their place of birth. And then where they put the bones, that even becomes even more sacred. The land that the bones are in. So there's a Bama Igadi. Worship him. And actually, people do worship their land. They give their taxes, they give their blood, they glorify it, they sing anthems, they sing hymns to it. Just like we come to the temple, we sing Arti to Lord Chaitanya, or we sing to our spiritual master, or to Krishna, Hare Krishna. So they sing hymns to their land. I don't remember my country's hymn, but maybe someone remembers their country's hymn. But if you tell your countrymen that you can't remember your hymn, they think, wow, this person is really something. Netherlands has a hymn also. Must have the queen in it or something. Say, God save the queen. No one else will save her. The countrymen certainly are not saving. And Belgium has a hymn too. They learn the hymn in school. Not so much. It used to be mandatory. You had to sing one hymn before you started class in school. I pledge allegiance to the flag. That's a God, to the flag. We weren't even interested in the land. It was the flag. Land was too expensive. I pledge allegiance to the flag. Something like that. One nation under God, independent, with liberty and justice for all. One nation under God, indivisible, it's one. And indeed, the Americans become one, just like the whole, every city has the same thing, same McDonald's. It's completely one. There's no difference. People think exactly like they're supposed to think, that the television tells them to think. It's indivisible. Liberty. You're free to do whatever they tell you to do. So these things, we hear this poem of Hijidi, that people are attached to the land, but we can't even realize how much attached we are to our land. This idea that I'm Belgium, I'm from Belgium, I'm from America, I'm from, Netherlands, I'm from France, wherever we think we come from. And, Yatirta Buddhi, Salayana Kari Shish, Ganesh Vavagesha, Saeva Gokara. And people perform rituals according to their religion. Sometimes have a religion. Everyone has some kind of activities, and they perform some rituals. They go to, and here it's defined as, they go to a sacred place because they've heard that if I go to the sacred place, then my sinful reactions will be dissipated. But they're not interested in hearing about transcendental knowledge. They just want a more comfortable material situation. So they're considered to be just like asses and cows. Gokar. Because actually they're not really interested in the self, the soul. Now a cow or an ass, he has the same interest. He also takes pleasure in the physical land he's sitting in. He's interested in his body and his family members. Therefore, if one is simply eating, interested in maintaining the body nicely and enjoying material comforts, then factually the mentality is exactly like that of an ass or a cow. Now one may be decorated with a PhD degree, one may be applauded as a great writer, one may be a university professor, one may be a philosopher, one may know so much knowledge, technical knowledge, one may be able to work a computer very nicely. But after all, the same business is there. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. There's no higher interest. Therefore, according to the Bhagavatam, Svavid Rahasra Karar Samstuta Purusha Pashu. That those were like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses. Now, of course, we say this, especially sometimes even in ISKCON, people think, oh, these fanatical preachers, you know, they're hurting people's feelings, they have no appreciation for what society has done for them. He's calling everyone cow, hog, dog, and ass. So sometimes Prabhupada say that. They're like cows, they're like dogs, they're like camels and asses. People say, why are you speaking so harshly? Prabhupada said, I'm not speaking. I'm simply repeating what the Bhagavatam said. We have no business criticizing anyone, but we have a business in repeating what the Bhagavatam says. Svavidra ostra karar samstuta purusha pashu ayat karna patyo pego jadu namaka dagraja. So those who are svavid, those who are eating stool, like the hog, or actually here is the dog. Svavid, actually it's the hog, but svavid, sva means the dog. We've heard, there's another verse which has dog in it, it's very famous. What's that? Yeah, chapa, but the other one is, svapacha, paka, svapaka. One who, paka means well cooked. And swa means dog. So a well cooked dog, one who cooks dogs, he's called a swapacha. Dog cooker. So swa, vid means, vid one who eats stool. Swa vid raho, vid vara, vara. So, vara means what? Vara. Vara. The hog. The stool-eating hog. Svavidra ostra. Ustra. Ustra means camel. Karar. Actually, ustra means, camel. And karar means ass. So those who are like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses, they never glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Svavidra ostra karar. Samstuta means prayers. Samstuta purusha. Purusha. The best of them. Pashu. The best of the animals. The biggest animals are who they glorify. So modern society certainly engage in glorifying each other. But generally they glorify the bigger the animal, the bigger the glorification. Nayat karna. Patiopeda, but they never land their ear. Karna means ear, right? Karna, the karna, born from the ear. Nayat karna, patiopeda, the path of the ear, the sound vibration, about jatu nama, the holy name of Krishna, gadagraja, the person who holds a club. It's about to hit people with it. So Krishna holds a club, and on the club is blood. Because in the form of time is mentioned here, that Krishna is taking everyone's time away, their life away. Mrityu sarvaharastraha. Although they think they're going to live forever, happily in their family, their material situation. But time is taking everything away, and finally Krishna comes as death and takes everything away. So although they're living like animals, thinking that they're having a jolly good time, but the fact is, time's taking everything away from them, and soon, they won't simply live like animals, they'll be animals. They're cultivating their next lifetime. That, if one is living piously, then he goes to the heavenly planets. If he lives Rajasi, Galyam, Rajasi, Pralayam, Gatva, then, karma, Jayate. So if one works hard in this life to gain things for his sense gratification, then he comes back and works even harder. And if one lives like an animal, Muda Yonashi Jayate, then he attains the birth as an animal, as a Muda. But people don't know this. They don't know, therefore they're compared to animals. Although there are varieties of animals, some animals are ferocious like tigers, and we may not like them, and others are like deer, and we appreciate them. Very gentle, soft deer. But after all, it's still a deer, it's still an animal. So some people are good mannered, they're very sophisticated, very soft, but their whole business is simply, if it's not to glorify Krishna, they're still compared to the lower species of life. So we can go into how Swa, the dog, the process of their dog-like mentality, that everyone needs a master, but a dog, just like we have when we walk around, sometimes we meet one dog, as we meet a lot of dogs around here. But we personally meet one dog usually when he comes around. And he's always doing the same thing, attacking us. He has no other business to attack us. Probably we're the few people who walk around, so his only duty during the day is to jump on us, try and jump on us. He's not been successful. But that's his business. But when his master comes, and he's very docile, then he's doing it for his master. That's how he earns his bone every day. So his business. So similarly, those who do anything and everything to serve their master, they're considered to be just like a dog. I may be a big professor, but actually, I'm just a servant of the university. I'm writing all kinds of nonsense, teaching all kinds of crazy things, because that's the real thing is I want my paycheck. So I'm simply a dog working for a bigger master. And if they don't like me, then I have to go on the street and go door to door to all the businesses, wag my tail and say, and, you know, stand on my fours and say, I'll be a very good dog. I'll be a very good servant. And Vira, those stool-eating hog. So people will eat anything and everything. The hog will engage in any kind of activity and has no feeling that he's doing something wrong. So certainly in modern society, people engage in all kinds of bhava activities and yet they're completely oblivious to the fact that it's sinful. And Ustra, and one of the examples is the camel. He takes thorns from the tree, it cuts his tongue bleeds, and he drinks his blood. And he thinks, oh, this is really sweet. So he's drinking his own blood, but he's thinking, oh, these thorns are very tasteful. Actually, the thorns don't have any taste. It's the blood that he's drinking that gives the thorns a certain taste. So similarly, the person's engaged in sense gratification, actually he's drinking one's own blood, although he likes the taste of his blood. He thinks actually it tastes very nice. And Karai, the ass can carry a very heavy burden, and all he gets is a little grass to eat. So the materialistic persons are compared to the lower species of life, because they actually have no business, simply then gross or subtle sense gratification. So although prayena payusha jana, that they only live a short period of time, and soon they'll be in another species, probably. Manda sumanda matyo manda bhagyo paruta. They're very slow in taking to self-realization. They have no interest. And even if they have some interest, manda sumanda, generally they get deviated by some impersonalist, some mayavadi, some materialists will deviate them from the real path of self-realization. And even if they're not deviated, still there, mandu sumanda mateo, manda bhagya, that generally they're unfortunate. Because even if they get the right person to guide them, they're under the right instruction, still they won't follow it because they're unfortunate. Mandas, bhagya, and upadruta, even they try and follow it, the right instruction, their minds are so disturbed, they can't even do it. Their minds won't let them because there's too much agitation. So this is Kali Yuga. Therefore, as it says, the Lord saw this, he knew it was coming, and on our Pasamam Sakshat Bhakti Yoga Radhokshajam Lokasya Janato Vidvam Chakra Sadvita Samhita. That the Lord, in order to take away our problems, He's given us Srimad Bhagavatam. So we're not wasting our time hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. We're actually properly utilizing our time. That the time is taking away everyone's life away. You know that verse? Good. That Ayu Harati Vaipung Sam Nashtan Chayo. That the first word is Ayu Harati Vaipung Sam. The duration of life of everyone is being taken away. Ayu, yeah, the word life is Ayu Harati Vaipung Sam. Some Nashta Chayanya so Uttama Shlos. So, Tasyate, Vyam, Uttama Shloka Vartaya. So, everyone's life is being taken away. Every day we're waking up. We're not growing younger. And, frankly speaking, we're losing our life. But those who are glorifying the all-good personality of Godhead, every day they're actually waking up. And their soul is waking up. Because they're glorifying the all-good personality of God. Therefore, the other famous verse in this connection is that when Krishna, Svadama, Upagade, Dharma, Gyanadibi, Saha, Kalo, Nashta, Drisham, Esha, Puranoko, Dunoditaha, that when Krishna left, everything was put into darkness. When Krishna was here, by his presence, everything was clear. That the object of life was to worship him. But when Krishna left, everything became very unclear. But the Bhagavatam has arisen in order to give light to the people in this age of Kali. That those who would take shelter of it, they can actually make some advancement. Otherwise, those who are actually taking shelter of the Bhagavatam, either by hearing it or by following it, or Bhagavad Gita, their actually lives have some purpose. Otherwise, there's no need to have a human form of life in order to eat, sleep, bathe, and defend. As a matter of fact, it's a great inconvenience to have a human form of life and eat, sleep, bathe, and defend. It's a great inconvenience. Maybe here in Belgium, or maybe for the devotees, it's not so obvious. But in most of the people in this world, in this universe, it's a great effort to eat, sleep, mate, and defend. Human beings, at least. As reading in Indraduma Maharaj's diary, that he pulled into one station in Siberia. In America, they used to joke around that, you know, if you want to get rid of someone, you send them to Siberia. I never thought anyone would actually be going voluntarily to Siberia. They go to one train station, and the temperature there was 47 below zero. Little cool. Here is 47 above zero, and we're complaining that it's cold. Imagine when you go there, it's 47 below zero. It's so cold that you have to be very careful, because if you walk outside for too long, the blood vessels in your eyes freeze. So he was on there, and people are on the train station, these old ladies, bundled without a real coat, just bundled in rags, with red faces, trying to sell meat and vodka. Hard life. Standing outside of 47 below zero cold, trying to sell meat and vodka without any real proper clothing on. So many people in this world are living in conditions like that. But anyway, that's not actually why go through so many problems. He mentioned that inside, of course, he mentioned actually there were dogs also looking for some meat, maybe some vodka also. But they had big shaggy coats on. They were a little bit, well, more equipped. Well, why worry about these things? Why not become a polar bear? You know, the weather at 47 below zero feels, you know, just right. It's finally warmed up a little. You know, why go through all the trouble trying to eat and sleep and mate and defend? If you're an animal, all these things are naturally taken care of. You don't have to worry about working. If you're a bear, a polar bear, You don't have to worry about a job. There's no taxes. You don't have to worry about maintaining a house with a big kitchen and your family. You don't have to worry about how many kids you have, you know, if you can pay for their school or not. Everything's more or less, you know, it's a lot easier to be an animal. But the human form of life is very complicated. So many problems, so many complications. But it's not meant to become an animal. So the more people become like animals, the more things become complicated, the more their next lifetime will seem like it's a relief. Could you imagine if you were working, some people have 2-3 jobs, so suddenly you left your body, getting a heart attack after you're working the third shift on your third job, you get a heart attack, you leave your body, you come back as a mouse in the same factory. And it's a breeze compared to working in the factory. You get everyone's leftovers after lunch. You can support a huge family, no problem, no job. Your only job is just to go out and, you know, look for some bread, some leftovers. So compared to working in the factory, becoming a mouse is, you know, quite an advancement. It's the easy life, the good life. But that's not what Bhagavatam recommends. Bhagavatam, we should use a human form of life to become Krishna conscious. So, I think I've said enough. So, thank you very much. Are there any questions? Yes. Sleeping, mating, defending, then we are probably on a very high platform. But it's very unlikely if we're thinking everyone else is on a low platform and I'm on a high platform that we've actually given up eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Because one has actually gone beyond the material conception of life, then he can actually see how everyone is a spirit soul trapped by the illusory energy. And therefore, he doesn't think people are dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. He realizes that their activities are like those of the animals, but they're actually pure spirit souls. Practically apply the philosophy, the Buddhist philosophy. Chant Hare Krishna. Hear about Krishna. Basically, our main principles are hear about Krishna, chant about Krishna, hear Srimad Bhagavatam in the morning, or in the evening, or in the afternoon. Chant about Krishna, the holy name, live in a holy place, worship Krishna as the deities, and serve the devotees, and spread the Sankirtan movement. Is that enough? What we're doing is certainly better than what karmas are doing. Otherwise, we start getting all sentimental, you know, actually we're all the same, and it's all the same, you know, we don't want to criticize anyone, and, you know, then we become just like them. It doesn't really matter what we're doing, it's all, you know, kind of like the same. It's not the same. One path will lead to the lower species of life, the other one leads to Vaikuntha. How can it be the same? It doesn't mean that I'm something great. As Prabhupada once said, that can you demand to see Krishna? You wrote, more or less, you wrote to one devotee. And Prabhupada said, I can't demand it. Can the devotees ask him, can we demand to see Krishna? Prabhupada wrote, we can't demand to see Krishna, because if I examine my qualifications to see Krishna, I find out I have no qualifications. All I have is disqualifications. But my spiritual master, he's dragging me home. So we should see that actually I have no qualifications to be here, but due to the mercy of the association, my spiritual master and the devotees, that somehow or another they're allowing me to be here to do some service. Otherwise, left to my own, who knows where I'd be. yasya prasadam, bhagavat prasadam, yasya prasadam, nagati utopi. No one will know. All the lesson they heard of us was one big sound, which went bloop into the neutral energy, big bubble, bloop, merged back into the neutral energy. So we shouldn't consider that I'm something great and special, that I'm simply 1/10,000th the size of Tipiharan size soul, fall into the illusory energy, and that only because I've gotten the intelligence to pray to Krishna and to my spiritual master and to the devotees to help me out of this place, is there any possibility I can make any progress? So because of their mercy, I've got some intelligence that I have to get out of this place. I have to pray to them. And by the way, if they're merciful to me, then I can make some progress and get out of this material existence. It's not due to my great qualifications, my great energy, my great anything. It's simply due to other people's mercy. And as soon as I forget that, then I merge back into material consciousness.
Okay, thank you very much.
Prasara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shri Radha Gopinath Devi Shakti Ki Jai. Lord Ranganath Lord Bhava Devi Shrimati Subhadra Devi Ki Jai. Shri Panchatatva Ki Jai. Shri Gaurani Thai Ki Jai. Om.